As you and I continue focusing throughout this year on individual commitment, we need to understand something today. Our individual commitment that I'm talking about is our individual commitment to our Father in heaven, our individual commitment to Jesus, his Son. You see, when you see Jesus, Jesus says, you've seen the Father. And when you and I accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life, then that's when within our life that desire to make our Father happy, to be proud of us. I want my Father to be proud of me. My dad died when I was six, so I did not know him. I had a stepfather 4 to 5 years after that. Great man. Didst bless my heart in many, many different ways. And then he went on to be with the Lord. I look at our generation today, and I focus on our churches today when it comes to worship. Folks, worship is an individual relationship that you and I have with God the Father because of Jesus, his Son. When God looked at me in this vehicle called the body, I'm in here somewhere, my spirit. It's not my mind, it's not my brain, it's the real me here. So I realize now that I am going to be in this body as long as this body exists. But I cannot imagine being in this physical vehicle called a body without Jesus there. Because I don't know how to drive this. I don't know how to control this. I do not understand this, my mind and the relationship with the body. Oh, but you exist there. Yes, I exist in here, but for a very short period. Because you see, when I said yes to Jesus Christ, his Holy Spirit came into me never to depart again. His spirit became my spirit. He is in here with me. So therefore, when the time comes for this vehicle to collapse, I'm out of here. Because I have my best friend in here. God says, pay attention to your relationship with me, and then pay attention to your relationship with the world. The world, Christian, is not going to understand you. The world, fathers and mothers, could care less about you. The world is after your children. And if you will back away from your leadership, the world will have your children. How do I get them back? Dedicate them to the Lord through your prayer, through your heart. Lord, I messed up. Do you think that surprised him any? Do you think it surprises your wife or husband when you say, I messed up? Because you will hear, again? I thought you knew how to do that. You messed up again? Yes. God looks at your heart and my heart. And you know what he sees? A reflection of his Son. He sees within me and you who know Jesus as Lord and Savior. He sees his Son. And I understand now that I am to commit my life to God the Father. And within me then, God will show me a reflection of his Son. He's not going to look at the foolishness of Larry Vance. He's going to look at the love of his Son. I'm saved. I'm born again. Yes, I'm heaven bound, but I got a job to do before I leave here. And God says, I want you to be about your Father's business. Jesus reminded us of that. I must be about my Father's business. Did you not know? Mom and Dad, Mary and Joseph, what were you worried about? Would you not know that I had to be about my Father's business? Jesus was 12 years old when he made that statement. He said, I need to be about my Father's business. Life is about our Father's business. Truth is about our Father's business. When we speak of Father's Day, we need to understand something about Father's Day. Father's Day is every day with God. He will not cease being my Heavenly Father. Jesus will never cease being my Heavenly Savior, the Son of God. His Holy Spirit, which indwells the Christian, will never cease to remind me, I got a Father that I'm going to see pretty soon. I have a Father that's got a smile on his face because he's proud of a child that confesses he knows his Son Jesus. If you will confess me before man, Jesus said, I will confess you before my Father. When you say yes to me, that means my Father's already said yes to you. But it's Father's Day. I will wake up tomorrow, somewhere, but I will wake up and it'll be Father's Day. Every day. And my Father in heaven said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. My Father in heaven looks at me and looks at you and says, yes, you're mine, and you are not yet exactly what you are to be, but you're coming along. You're my child, and I will not put you out. You are the love of a father. God looked to the depths of who you and I are ever to be. And when he looked to the depths of those who would be before us, of our parents, our grandparents, all the way back, God said, I have a plan. And in my plan are going to be those individuals that will acknowledge me as their father. You and I look around the world today, and we look and listen to a prisoner, a mother, and a mother-to-be, held captive, just waiting for death because she is a Christian. She refused to renounce Christ. She and her husband are American citizens. Do you hear the churches yelling out? Do you hear the great foundation of the Southern Baptist Catholic Church or anybody else yelling out? Do you hear any voices? My Father who is in heaven ordered you and me, lift your voices loud and clear. Tell the world that I am, that I am. Tell the world, as their father, don't mess with one of my children. God's paying attention. Is the church? My Father loves me. He touched my heart. He touched my life. He came in to dwell in the heart of all believers. But Christian, listen. My Father in heaven did not come in to dwell. My Father in heaven did not stand back and watch his only begotten Son hang on a cross and go through hell for us. He did not stand back and see all of this for the church to be silent, because we don't want to rock a boat. I will admit that God did not call me to rock a boat. But I'll also admit to you, God called me to sink a whole lot of them. You and I, professing children of God, God does not go by the world's standards of looking at you as the world views you as one of his children. There are a lot of children born in families, a lot of children that have no families. If I were missing my mother along with my father, people would say, they're dead. And I would say, no, I have a father who is in heaven. They're his children. He takes care of them. The truth of Father's Day for the Christian should be every day. When I fall on my knees to my Heavenly Father and beg him for help in watching over a son that carries a gun and protects our community, and watching over so many others who were out there seeming all alone, but they're not. When I lift them to the Lord in prayer, when I lift each one to the Lord in prayer, God says, I hear that. I hear you. When God hears the prayer of one who calls on his name, he listens and he always answers. I'm in the series Doing Business with God. Not doing very good with it. But doing business with God is exactly what you and I are called by God to do. But I'm to do God's business, not God do my business. I'm to follow his leadership, not him follow my leadership. I am in business with God. Father, what do you want me to do? Oh, Lord, no, I didn't want to really do that. Let's try it again. Lord, pull out something else and see if I want to do that one. Really, you know, in the generation that I grew up in, when you were told to go to the tobacco patch, did you say, I just don't feel like I want to do that today? And a lot of you, I understand, several don't know what a tobacco stick looks like, but when you have one broken across your back, you'll know what it would feel like. You don't want it. You'll go to the tobacco patch. You and I have a Father in heaven that's never lifted a hand against us, but he's lifted his heart within us to correct us. He corrects us as a father corrects a child that he loves, because you and I, from the human standpoint, we just don't know what to do a lot of times. Have you noticed that? We look, Lord, I don't know what to do with my own child or with my own kids. And listen to the voice of God as he comes back and says, I blessed you with that children, with your children. I know you don't know what to do, but I do. Turn them over to me. Let me hear from you that you want me, says God, to truly give wisdom to your children, to show true love to your children. We are in a generation where many parents are afraid to even correct their children, afraid the government will come in and lock up the parents for either spanking or really, really fussing at a child too harshly, they call it. Don't worry, mom and dad. Don't worry. Your Father in heaven is not afraid of the people of this earth. Get on your knees and say, Father, I don't know what to do. But he already knows that. Yeah, but he wants you to understand that he knows that. You're saying it to him, recognizing that you know he knows that you're hurting. Moms, dad, you're going to hurt. But no hurt in your life is going to be greater than when you see pain with your child. No love will ever be more understanding than when you turn that child over to your Father who is in heaven. You and I just don't know how to do it. Let's get it straight. You and I don't know how. When someone asks you, how do you do Christianity? You look at them and say, I don't know. Some will look at them and say, well, you go to church, you do all the good things. No, that's not it. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You and I as individuals have a calling direct from God. You and I need to understand something. There's a verse I do want you to hear. Proverbs 2, 6 through 7. It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him come knowledge and understanding. He provides help and protection for those who are righteous and honest. You know what that righteous deals with? Trusting him to be right. I don't trust me to be right. If I trusted me to be right, would I pray? Would you pray? I mean, if everything was perfect in your life, would you get on your knees and thank the Heavenly Father for that perfection? No. Adam and Eve didn't. They were given the best, period. They were given a garden in Eden called paradise. Everything just perfect. Never had a bad day because it had never even rained. So the moisture that was in the garden would come up from the ground. They had a perfect day every day. And they turned against their father for more. They looked to a tree for knowledge and wisdom. A tree has no knowledge or wisdom unless you're looking at a tree made in the form of a cross. And you recognize who gave you that freedom to think. You'll always hear us say, thank a vet. And we vets will always thank God that we could ever do anything. But I got a Father in heaven. The world's knowledge and the world's wisdom is what's gotten us in this mess. All we want to put names and places and parties on them, but folks, it's called humanity. Selfishness. Greed. Some for you, more for me. That's what it's called. And God says, look to me. I am all you will ever need. What you need for your journey in this life will come from me. I will watch after your children. I will empower them. I will give them the knowledge. I will give them the wisdom as they run from the truth. Fathers, you and I so often have a difficult time, just like the mothers. Because when we look at different areas of our life, it's always a lot easier blaming someone else or something else. It's always easier to look away. That within us is sin. God already knows I can't do it, neither can you. So he says, turn him over to me. Let me have what you call a mess, because that's one of my children too. I am obligated by God to take care of my family. God's called me to do that as a father. I, as a father, am supposed to be the father of the house, sharing wisdom and knowledge with those under my roof. Is that not your charge? I don't have time to blame. Because if I started to blame, I would have to stand in front of a mirror and I'd be there for hours pointing the blame. But see, truth hurts. So too often we attempt to stay away from the truth. But if I stay away from the truth, how am I going to gain wisdom? How am I going to gain knowledge? How am I going to have a peace inside of me so strong that death no longer has any control? That Satan no longer can threaten, that all hell cannot change the foundation that God has laid. That's the wisdom and the knowledge given to us by God. Only thing Satan can do is attack the vehicle. He better attack it harder. For you and I as a Christian have no right to lay down and quit. I have no right to do that. You know why? I've got a son watching. I've got a grandson watching. I've got other of your children watching. A person that professes to be a Christian must display acts that Christ would display. You want to know what you ought to do? Read the Bible. Got your name in it. See that life for us here now and all the hell that's broken loose throughout the world has made no difference from the beginning of the age. It has always been that way. But God said, look, you will see me coming. It will be me. You will see my son. You will see me through my son, and my Holy Spirit will let you know on that day that I am the real one coming. I am coming for a purpose to take you to be with me throughout eternity. You, when you said yes to Jesus, Satan has no authority over that new nature, but he wreaks havoc on the old that we're left with. I want the knowledge and I want the wisdom. I tried psychology. I didn't get along with any of them. I'm talking about Freud and all that crew. I just couldn't get along because they never were successful. And yet our world today requotes and gives knowledge of individuals of yesterday who were failures. There's an individual I want you to look at in your life. His name is Jesus. And if you don't have him, you can. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I don't have to jump a pew. I don't have to crawl under a pew. I don't have to be Baptist, Southern Baptist. I don't have to have any title whatsoever. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That means that I have recognized Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life publicly. When I said yes to Jesus, I was called by God to publicly let people know who my father really is. I didn't do it. I didn't know how as a young person. I knew I was saved in Vietnam in the Marine Corps. I knew I was saved during all the battles or anything else we did. But I wasn't in service to God. I knew that if something would happen to me, I'd be at home with the Lord. But I didn't use his knowledge nor his wisdom, for I was young and foolish. Oh, please read the Bible. You'll see that every generation, at one point in our life, we are young and we are foolish. That's not the great sin. The great sin for us as adults and the church, that we remain thinking we are young and acting foolish. We're called by God. Hear his voice. The voice that can only come from heaven itself. The voice of a father looking at a son who dwells inside each one of us. The father looking down and seeing the hurt and the pain within your life that you've gone through and that which you will go through. And he looks down with love and he said from above, listen to me, I am your father. I'm your Lord. There is no other. I'm the one who reaches down and lifts you up and carries you. I'm the one who cares, concerned about everything that has to do with you. I love you so, and I want you one day to be with me. But until that day, you'll have to see. Look around. You'll see the world. Look to me, either boy or girl. And when you do, understand this. I'm coming soon. What will you miss? Will you miss the truth that I've placed in your heart? Will you push me out and not let me be a part of all that you're doing in life today? What have we done? It's my son. I gave to you on that day. He talks to you. He walks with you. He tells you that his way is true. But you turn away again. You back off from the great I am. You leave my son as he's on a cross and turn your back. It's to your great loss. I will lift you up. I will give you peace. I'll be with you when the world looks down. And my word they will cease as they think they'll destroy you and stop my vision. But they have no idea of the power from heaven. I'm in you. You are my own. I'm coming soon to take you home. How will God look at us? Did we turn our back on his trust that when he gave us his son, his only begotten, that you and I would take off and run? You've got the power. You've got the truth. Take that power and use it. For it's a gift from God. You don't have long. It's a gift from God. Then we're going home. Let's pray. Father, for your love, for your peace, we give you thanks. But Father, have mercy. For we hurt from the human side. We're weak from the spiritual. And we ask you, Father, to strengthen us. So often we don't know what to do, but we truly know that you do. Help us, Father. Help us through your love as we give to you those closest to us. And Father, I lift my heart to you for the enemies of our nation today. I ask, Father, that you will show them the wrong, that you, Heavenly Father, will reach down deep within their spirit and let them know that you're the only way. Help us now, Father, as your children, that we will not hide in the world from your name, but we will lift that name, the name of Jesus, above all else. Thank you, Father, for your promise and all the gifts. And thank you, Father, for the hurt. Thank you for the pain. Thank you for cancer, Father. Thank you for all things that will attack what you've created. And yet, you've shown us it has no power. Thank you, Father. We give our hearts to you this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.